we head towards November, there are a lot of things to talk about with, you know, with the economy, with foreign policy, with everything that's going on. But I want to take a moment here and tell you a story, a sad story. If you didn't hear it, Jackie Walorski, 58 years old, congresswoman from Indiana, along with two members of her staff, killed yesterday in a car crash in Indiana. That, according to the Elkhart County Sheriff's Office. I talked to some different people. I talked to Bill Heisinger and Tim Walberg and members of Congress that I know about her, and they said she was very well liked, very well respected in her. Deeply saddened by her sudden and tragic death. A car accident, a vehicle crossroad hit her square on. Congressman Scott Perry is a congressman from Pennsylvania's 10th Congressional District joining me here. And Congressman, we got a lot of important things to talk about, but I thought a moment to mention her life and her passing was important. Sir, welcome to the program.
Yeah, absolutely, Stephen. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And I came into Congress with Jackie, and absolutely right, well-respected, well-liked. Look, everybody has differences of opinion, different districts to represent. Jackie was never, ever the person that was cross with you over your vote. Your, you know, what you said was different than hers. She understood what her mission was, and you know, just the highest caliber of person. And of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to her and her staff. It's just an awful tragedy.
Yeah, a terrible thing. So we'll follow that story and find out when the funerals are and so forth. Two members of her staff also killed, 27 and 28 years old. Let's set that aside for just a moment here. Indiana, you know, you're my southern cousin as far as I'm concerned. I live in Michigan. And so Indiana, Michigan, Ohio were kind of a group of states that, you know, highly competitive, but also we work together on a variety of things. And I look at energy. And I look at Line 5 that runs south across the Straits of Mackinac and the energy and the what it represents to our region. And I am so concerned about this administration continuing its war on energy and on CO2 and now on farmers potentially and all of the things. It's like anything they could possibly do wrong, they do that and then they expand on what they're doing wrong. Just terrible to me. What do you say?
You're absolutely right. Look, it's not just this administration. I think that's the thing to understand. This is where the left is, and it's not the far left. This is where the Democrat Party is. They've essentially, like, they retain the name of Democrats at the Democrat Party, but they're run by the socialists, and they are run by the people that can't stand and don't agree with America as founded and as it currently exists. And so they want to take us to a time where, you know, I'm not sure exactly what year it is, but you know, there's a war on energy, there's a war on air conditioning, there's a on meat and on beef in particular, but it's not going to stop at that. There's a war on this civilization as you know it. They don't want you driving in a car. As a matter of fact, they don't want you driving at all. If you have to travel, they want you on mass transit. I think what it's
important, I think it's more than that, Congressman. It's not just on mass transit. You have to ask permission. You need a hall pass because you get so many units of energy in your social credit score. I mean, going on in the world right now, our credit cards will reject your purchase if they think your footprint for carbon is too big, and your purchase will just be denied. I'm sorry. It's an attack on energy, air, beef, cars, and freedom. That's what it's an attack on, right?
That's what it's an attack on. It's absolutely an attack on freedom. And what they're counting on is most people these days who haven't gone to school, you know, probably post the 70s, don't really understand that the federal government is supposed to be a weak federal government that's supposed to ensure our rights and ensure our liberties, not tell us what kind of screen door to put on the house and if we're allowed to have a ceiling fan. But that's where we're headed. And a lot of people have bought into this. Well, they're just doing it for the greater good. And so that's their job. That is not their job. The federal government's job is to ensure our liberties. We can do our best job. And quite honestly, there are too many times when it's just too easy. It's easy to say, well, we need to work with them. We need to be bipartisan and show that we can get something accomplished. We're not going to get things accomplished in the sense that if getting accomplished means something accomplished means taking away your liberties, taking away your rights, I'm not for that.
I'm not down with that. No, because here's the thing, Congressman Scott Perry here. He represents Pennsylvania's 10th congressional district. What they try to tell you is, if you believe in freedom, if you believe in getting in your car and going for a drive or going and buying a steak and putting it on the grill, you're selfish. You see, if you're an American, you're selfish. You're too rich. You have too many things. You're just self-absorbed. That is not true, because free markets create free minds, and that creates free people, and all of these things are true, and they're trying to destroy the free market to destroy free people. And I am not selfish. I'm an American, and we've done more for the world than any nation in history. Correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's where I hope people recognize this slow erosion of your freedom. And it ends, just as you said, with us asking to ask permission to live our lives every single way. And it's just a little bit at a time. Let's do this. And, make buy the most fuel-efficient car. Well, look, I'd love to have the most fuel-efficient car, but when I need an F-350, my job requires it because I'm a heavy trailer. That's what I've got to have to do the job that I need to do. And I don't need second-guessing for... I should be able to do that. I mean, literally
absolutely true.
Every single thing that they're involved in restricts your freedom. Keep on putting up with it for the sake of getting along with one another or the other side. We can no longer look. We're way beyond putting up with it. It's way beyond time.
The answer is no to them, right?
And pushing back.
100%.
No, the answer is no. I will not help you with that.
Exactly. Congressman Scott Perry, I remember it still snows in Pennsylvania, so I don't take the kids to school on a bicycle. You know, not in February, not in Pennsylvania, just saying. Congressman, I got to leave it right there. Scott Perry represents the 10th Congressional District in Pennsylvania. He will be at CPAC. We've got a lot going on here, and we'll have an update after the break. Thank you for being here, sir.
Thank you. God bless you.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.